You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our Friday financial update, and welcoming Brian Cochran with John Moore Associates, johnmoore.com, onto the broadcast. Brian, thanks again for taking the time.
Yeah, always my pleasure, Steve. Glad to be here with you.
A few weeks ago, we started taking a look at estate planning and talking about those important documents like a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney, and then living wills and medical directives and what have you. Today we're back to in more detail on those financial power of attorney things to be thinking about.
Yeah, and last week we talked about, you know, if I've assigned somebody to be my medical agent, then what do they need, right? What kind of documents they need and information would they require to actually perform that role? So let's talk the same for financial today, I thought. And, you know, really it's a lot of the same themes. It's basically considering what would it look like in practice if I was no longer able to take care of my own personal finances, what would my financial agent require? And some of it's pretty simple, sort of an inventory of what you have. You know, what investments and bank accounts do you have? Where are they held? Who prepares your income taxes? People forget about that. Part of the job of a financial power of attorney might be to file your annual income taxes and not get behind on that. What income streams do you have? Do you get Social Security income? Do you have a pension? If you're a younger person, you know, are you on disability income, something like that? And then here's a big one, Steve, that a lot of people forget about, is the login information for the various things that you need to take care of, your household bills, your credit card. It's very difficult for someone to step in, even if they have all the legal documents in order. It often can take weeks or even months to get assigned authority to take care of your bills. So if you have online access to those things, there's good ways to share that. So you can see you're starting to paint the financial picture of everything that's going on in your life. And, you know, building that on your own after a emergency situation could be very difficult. So equipping the financial power of attorney with those different documents and notes can be very helpful.
Yeah, I mean, really, a real easy way to say it, although you did it perfectly, is, well, if they want to pretend to be me, what would they need to do that? And of course, instead of someone hacking in and becoming you, you're picking someone in the event that you need them to act as your power of attorney in these financial areas, they're able to do so and navigate all of those things you mentioned easily, which, you know, is not only going to benefit you and less headache for them, but I imagine probably bless those around you, your family and what have you.
What I've seen here, Steve, is these things will all get taken care of eventually, right? The question is, how difficult will it be for the person you've assigned to do this, right? They're going to go through the hoops. They're going to send the forms. They're going to find the logins or recreate the passwords. They're going to go through all that. But the question is, do they really have to make it difficult? And the other thing I would note here, Steve, is for almost everybody who's married, guess who the first person is to be your power of attorney? It's your spouse, right?
Yeah.
So if you're the financial, if you're the CFO, the chief financial officer of your family, is your spouse even equipped to do these things? Forget about the next generation. You wouldn't believe how many spouses and widows we've worked with who have no idea where any of the financial stuff is, or couples where the person who manages the money starts to lose capacity and they start making financial mistakes or they're missing things and the other spouse doesn't even know where to start. So are these things clearly documented and communicated to your spouse and then to the next generation that would serve your family? It's a big issue.
Yeah, you know, and I think of, you know, even kind of getting this in order for yourself. I mean, you know, anytime you lose a debit card, it's okay. No, wait, what was this connected to for auto payment? And you got to go. So if you can organize that, in a way that it's easy to walk through, that you can just, you know, essentially copy all that information and provide it, to that power of attorney, Yeah, and I love what you said too, because you know, asking someone to fill that role, it's not an easy thing. And like you said, you know, we've said often it's family, sometimes not. However, what a blessing they're being to you and to your family. And you know, we want to do our very best as we prepare for them to play that part. To make it just a little bit easier. You want them to have, I know they got a lot of great memories of you, but you don't want the last one to be, man, couldn't he have made this easier?
Oh, yeah. Well, and even with all these things, if you had everything we just talked about clearly documented, set up, and communicated, it's still a lot of work, right, Steve? I mean, it's still a part-time yeah. job you're taking to take care of someone else's financial or medical affairs. So if you're already asking them to do a lot for you, why not make it as easy as possible? I mean, I think about that with my coworkers. I'm not trying to make their jobs harder every day, right? I'm trying to make it easier. So that's the big thing. And one thing to consider too, Steve, just thinking of where we are in the season, you know, we're a week away from Thanksgiving, right? Around the corner.
Yeah.
If you have a family member you've assigned to these duties, maybe spend this weekend, it shouldn't take you long to kind of pull this stuff together. And if you're going to see them in the holidays, it's not the most festive of conversations, but just saying, hey, you know how a couple years ago we did our estate documents, or maybe a couple months ago, I assigned you as my medical power of attorney. I thought it'd be good that you have the following information. And I'll just give you a refresh every year. It doesn't have to ruin Thanksgiving or Christmas around the corner, but it's a great opportunity just to have a quick conversation and just face the reality that this is what's going to be involved when I need you.
Yeah. I'm sitting there thinking, wow, Thanksgiving. And I can imagine bringing it up in my family. And I mentioned to you off the air before we even got started, you know, even if you're not necessarily nailing down everything at Thanksgiving, but you are setting up a time. Look, you know, could we look at a calendar together? And this is a solid, we're going to get together. We're going to talk about these things. So, you know, here you go, headed towards, Thanksgiving. Just remember, you know, we're fresh off the election. Make sure to talk about the election. It'll reduce the cost of your, Christmas gifts. Do get prepared for that, financial power of attorney. And, let me see if I took diligent notes here, Brian. They're going to need, you know, any investments that you have, bank account information, income tax information, any income streams that you may have, various income streams, and those logins, the username, passwords, to access all those various accounts. Make it easy on yourself organize all of that, you know, for the time being, as you're dealing with all that, it'll be easier to walk through any of those at any time, and for your power of attorney. And then of course, yeah, remember at Thanksgiving, to make those connections and set up a time, if not then, when you can walk through and make sure you're all on the same page. Brian, more on estate planning, when we get back, I'm thinking next week is a full hour. So, what's the plan there?
I think we'll kind of bring all this together, recap some of the things we discussed this month. And again, all this, what we're talking about is in our insights page under the blog post titled Estate Planning Basics. Those checklists that you just went through are there in that blog as well.
All right. Go to johnmoore.com to find that insights tab. No cost. It's a well source of information, not only for estate planning, but all things financial, and a place you can find a lot of the answers you may have. And again, that's johnmoore.com on the insights tab. Brian, so much appreciate your time, and looking forward to seeing how the tryptophan affected you when we get back together next week.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks for tuning in to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.